WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As Kuwaitis celebrate their country's liberation, world music critic Milo Miles samples some of the music they might be listening to.
For those unfamiliar with the music of the Arab world, the way in can be thorny indeed, even just in matters of technique. The vocals can sound harsh and nasal, twisting in incomprehensible patterns. The tonal decorations and the traditional rhythmic triads can escape or befuddle even the most attentive outsider. But I think there are two big challenges for anyone wanting to know more about the songs of the Arab Middle East. The first is strong concentration on the singer and his or her expressive prowess. If you don't speak Arabic, it's tough. You're pressed up against a dramatic recital you can't understand. The second big trouble is the apparent lack of what American pop fans would consider an arrangement. Unless you're used to following along, Arabic tunes seem to merely start and stop rather than begin, develop, and end. Oh, there's usually an instrumental introduction, and the way to overcome initial strangeness is to ride with the bouncy motifs or refrains played on certain instruments. The distinctive strains may come and go, but at least you'll feel grounded when they come back. We'll hear three Kuwaiti singers in this segment, the first two simply pleasant and enormously popular, the last one both very acclaimed and with a hit tune that laments the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait. The song you just heard was by Nabil Shael, who is quite the worldly guy, up to the minute with synthesizers on every recording I've heard, though the one especially recommended is La Yasali. It's very hard to tell, but it seems to me Shael often goes for light-hearted themes, or at least there's a frequent chuckle in his voice. As with all Arab pop, part of the key to success with the Kuwaiti audience is how well Shael can blend old and new, make his songs sleekly high-tech and yet plenty Arabic. Shael does a dazzling job, particularly when he lets his rich, finely chiseled voice run loose. The next Kuwaiti singer is known simply as Ribab, and as with a lot of one-name performers, he's very much a pop star sex symbol. He's also very young, and his voice is a light, seductively androgynous alto that could make him a leading member of the New Kids on the Gulf. Unlike Shael, Ribab straightforwardly fuses with Western music. He grabs whole hunks of pop hooks and intonations and dumps them into his songs. Sure, it sounds a touch crass and obvious, but pop star sex symbols are supposed to be relatively crass and obvious. And you can tell Rabab's a dandy dreamboat. Ribab no doubt does a lot of numbers about the absence of a lover, since fractured romance is the grand theme of Arabic pop music as it is all around the world. A number that was a smash hit with expatriate Kuwaitis and their allies is by the veteran singer Abdullah Rashid. The song, which means there is no difference in the face of God, turns traditional modes of mourning for a lost love into grief for a country snatched away into darkness. It's very stark, plain, old-fashioned in tone, and full of timeless misery. So far, this is the song that best hints at the furious knot of agony and suffering that's been wrapped around Kuwait. And unless something sharper comes over the international airwaves, this will do for the world music theme of the war.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He says if you want to get a hold of Kuwaiti and other Middle Eastern music, his source is the Rashid Sales Company in Brooklyn, New York. They have an 800 number. It's 800-843-9401. That's 800-843-9401. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.